This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your ears. Brand new. What's going on? A brand new day. Hello. It's the 5th of April, first Wednesday of the month. Folks who are on Social Security have to wait till next Wednesday to get their money. Aha! He's got his head on straight and ready for new conversations about new things. If you're tired of the us versus them mentality, especially in the news media, it's in politics, and maybe it's in your own life. I just went through a circumstance where I got involved in a local political situation because I am a landowner and I'm trying to save the land, and the situation became untenable, unworkable, ridiculous. So I became active, and the town decided last year that I live in Massachusetts. The town's called Framingham. The town decided last year they were going to have a charter commission to look at different forms of government and see if we couldn't do better than we were doing. Had a town meeting for former government. This is the largest town in the country. People have known that for years and years and years. I think for 70 years, this town has been the largest town in the country. And it's not functioning. It's malfunctioning. Dysfunctional. So, because of my interest in saving the farm, getting involved, I went to town meeting about 8 years ago and started working on ideas to save open space in the town. And I became known as the person who championed that here. As the town continued to fall apart, not protect or serve open space, that kind of stuff, I just became louder and more involved. And the charter isn't exactly what I want, but it's better than what we have. So over the weekend, I put together a four-page presentation, and I knocked on doors. Knocked on doors Sunday, knocked on doors Monday, knocked on doors yesterday. And as a result of that, the town that I live in is sort of divided, north side of town, south side of town. North side of town has all the open space and farms and land and that sort of thing. And that's the side I'm on. And the south side is always sort of jealous. Well, we don't have that over here, so why should you have it over there? That kind of mentality. Anyway, I knocked on lots of doors, talked to lots of people, and as a result, what nobody thought would happen, that is in my precinct, which was one of 18, decided by the people that run the Charter Commission, it would be the least likely of all the 18, the least likely of all of the 18 precincts in town to vote for in a majority to vote for the city government. And as it turned out, precinct voted by 100 votes. 100 people, 100 more people voted for the city than not. And that may have been about the number of people that I spoke to over the past 3 days. I'm not saying I won it, but what I felt was that if you get involved, the whole idea here, I'm not telling you my story because I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you my story because you can do the same thing. And I'd never really done retail politicking before. That is knocking door to door, introducing myself, telling people why in four very positive ways the city would be better for the town and be better for the community than the town government is. And apparently I convinced some people. So that's what happens in your life. If you're upset about things and you haven't been active, maybe you ought to be. Because this time that we're in is a time for us to join together. Now, after it was over, a lot of people who were not happy that I was doing what I was doing, they had the same opportunity. They could have done the same thing. And there were people who were really angry at me, but they've been people who have been angry at me anyway because they don't care or they want their own stuff, whatever it is. I don't know why they didn't want to have city government. They didn't want to save open space. That happens to be my issue. So there are millions of people in our country who have joined together who had issues with what was going on in our country. Our country is not well run. Hasn't been for quite a long time, for decades, because it's too big, there's too much of it. And it became easy because people just rolled over and played dead, didn't do anything. But this past time around, a lot of people got active, and they bucked the trend. Say what you will about Trump, the message was clear, even though he didn't get the popular vote, that there was need, serious need, for change. Hillary Clinton didn't present that. Bernie Sanders did. And had she not cheated him out of it in a way, that's my opinion, there's some factuality, I think, to back it up, that you know, things would have been different. She did get more votes, but they weren't in the right place. That brings up a whole different thing. As a political realist, I would like to see what happened here in Framingham was that the vote became the vote. One person, one vote. 190 votes total across the town. 190 people more voted for the city than voted for the town out of 10,000 people that voted. So in that case, it doesn't make any difference whether it's 190 or 19 or 1. And so what we have is an example locally. It could be that it's statewide. I haven't seen or thought about something statewide. But I couple it with the example of what's going on out in the Dakotas, because they're still fighting against that pipeline, and I believe that they ought to be supported, because I think the pipeline is stupid the way that they've put it, because sooner or later it's going to cost the taxpayers money. We'll pay to fix, if they don't build a pipe any better than most of them do, there's going to be a leak sometime under that lake. And then you and I as taxpayers have to clean it up, as we do all the time in circumstances like that. So I pass that along because I'm supportive of people getting involved, joining together with the community and making this experience that we call being in America something of valuable, not only here but in every country in the world. People are participating in government, and people don't, unfortunately, until they're angry or they're upset or they don't like something, and maybe there's something to be said for that. Meanwhile, this whole business, this is something I'm railing against as well. Part two of Doug's first rant of the day is a focus on CNN and the Susan Rice thing. This is the arrogance of some of the people who are experts, supposedly, in covering the news, presenting the news. Not that it's anything new with CNN. The report that Susan Rice, who was the former national security advisor for the previous administration, a couple days ago, it appeared that she directed the NSA intercepts of Trump and his associates. CNN and Don Lemon especially went out on a limb announcing that they will ignore the news. And so the interview of Chris Cuomo on, was it last night? I think it was yesterday. The question came up of whether or not this was true or it wasn't true. And so the presentation, what you heard was that it was demonstrably untrue that Rice sought the surveillance of the Trump team. And they've repeatedly been on the air saying that it was a non-story, that it was ignorant, it was a scandal, that nobody's aware of it, and on and on and on it goes. Don Lemon has no credibility with me and hasn't ever. He's the biggest faker that they have there. There are these people that are so connected. The news media is so broken, like the political realities that we live in. There's this this lady who's interviewing John McCain and basically pleading with him to write off the news about Susan Rice as, isn't it unimportant, Senator McCain? So this is the sort of thing. I don't know whether it's legitimate or it isn't legitimate. But instead of just saying it's not legitimate, where's the proof? that it isn't. They're always looking for proof of everything else. It looks to me like there's some smoke and some fire here. It looks like somebody came up with some way of trying to figure out what was going on with Trump before or during the election, before the actual election. So now CNN's trying to create a diversion, and it's not working. The more they pull those stunts, the less people pay attention to them, and thus the story with their ratings. I think it was it last week? Kara Shellen is here with me. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hi. Conversation about the ratings, I think I had that last week at this time, and CNN and Headline News, which is a CNN product, were at the bottom of the list, and Fox and MSNBC were pretty close to the same position on the upper end of the scale. So people are not reacting well to what CNN is doing. And so, but they're not the only ones. And then there's the headlines you see on CNN. Live breaking news. Source: Trump's Susan Rice improper unmasking claim is false. And so here we go. It's finding the audio and playing it. I saw something on MSNBC where they were addressing the story. Susan Rice confirmed that she was trying to unmask the Trump campaign, but didn't say she did it for political reasons. That's kind of laughable. 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there, no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout, so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Introduced me to her, Idina Menzel, who is fabulous and apparently has a great career. She already has one going for her, but she's got a greater future, it would seem. She has her 50-city worldwide tour starting this Friday in her Long Island hometown, moves to North America. She admits that she likes a good mini bar when she's on tour. She said, quote, "Doesn't have to be gourmet. I just peanut M&Ms. Some chocolate-covered almonds. I binge on them." She says, yeah, I'm a classy chick. Sounds like a chick out of my wheelhouse. I don't like peanut M&Ms. I do like plain M&Ms. How about that? But chocolate, and there's the new lemon-covered almonds. Have you tasted those, ladies?
No,
lemon.
That sounds good.
Oh, God, they're great. Oh, fabulous. Anyway, so let's see here. She's this Friday at the Long Island Nassau Coliseum. Ever been there, Victoria?
I have, yeah. I used to go to the Islander games begrudgingly because I'm a Rangers fan. But
Is it big? Yeah, how big is it?
I mean, it's like a regular hockey arena. Yeah. I mean, they do concerts. They're going to keep it open for concerts after the Islanders left. Yeah. It's kind of old. It's, you know, it's all right.
Come on.
It needs to be renovated.
Just because it's old, that doesn't mean that it's broken.
No, but it's like old and junky. It needs to be renovated.
Anyway. She says it'll be one of the best shows because I'm home. Flooded with memories, good ones, bad ones, bullies. Some chick was mean to me. Yeah, that kind of family stuff. I get emotional. I remember that I was a girl, a dreamer, that wanted to do something with her life, and I was able to do it. What a wonderful story. Yeah, and this is what I say to you all the time, and I sort of reflect on it in my own world. You know, you have desires, you have dreams. Not all of them are going to come true, but many of them can if you focus on them and you don't give up. Menzel's the only Tony winner to have also scored a Billboard Hot 100 hit. This is from Frozen. And that was, did we play Let It Go now, or have we gone?
Well, that was the song that we came in with.
That was the first one, yeah.
Which will now be stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Forever and ever. You'll be letting it go.
Yeah. She earned her first Tony for she was nominated in 1996 for Rent. She won Best Actress in a Musical for performance as Elphaba. Is that how it?
Elphaba.
From where? What is it? Elphaba?
Elphaba.
Elphaba.
It's
that's
the,
it.
Yeah, she's
from
supposed
Wicked.
To be the evil witch in Wicked, which is that's what this song is from.
Yeah, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She got a third nomination in 2014 for If Then. lot of artists.
I think that's the one that she partially wrote, or I think she had something to do with that one.
Yeah. I've listened to the soundtrack of that in the car, and it's really, she's very special. She obviously is special. Sometimes experiences, she says she doesn't always have stage fright, but sometimes she gets it during a performance. That would bother you. You're trying to remember your lines and you get really, oof, man.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Let's change the tone and the tempo and the mood a bit here. Going over to the Grateful Dead. Wow. What a... Let's see what we can do to bridge this with the story of Bob Weir joining Phil Lesh for a performance of the Grateful Dead's classic Terrapin Station in the Lochan Festival in Virginia. That's in August of this year. They've only played together a handful of times since the Dead farewell shows in 2015. So they're going to... I don't know. Do these guys not get along at all?
What's I think they story? Do. I think they've just gone in different directions. I have some friends who are kind of like Deadheads, and they like it a lot better when the two of them are together, but they follow Phil Lesh's his own thing. And
Yeah,
I mean, it's just... They certainly seem to have a following, a big following still.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Deadheads?
Yeah.
All over the place.
It's like a cult, isn't it?
Yep.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, Deadheads unite in August for Lesh and Weir to perform together. 28 past the hour now on the DJB Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. In-store only, ends 4/15/17.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The vibrancy of all of our minds in the focus here. I encourage you to think for yourself. How do you like them apples? I'm Doug Steffen here at 34 After the Hour on Good Day. A good look, an overview, if you will, a conversation about usually four or five things that we can spend a good deal of time on more than we might in other circumstances where everybody's in a hurry. Okay, let's get to the next story. Let's talk about the next thing. Let's keep everybody attuned. Well, at this point in the day, and maybe you have your vibrant mind just getting into gear, and so you have the ability to focus more clearly, maybe tune into your surroundings with a greater sense of alertness. Heightened awareness is what I'm all about. That's my goal here in giving you the benefit of my opportunities to look at a whole lot of stuff and boil it down. You may wish to spend some time listening to this. More and more people seem to be doing that every day. Thank you very much. So let us, speaking of goals, our goal at the moment, I forgot, the 2020 News Quiz question. So now we'll give you the question, give you 5 minutes to figure out what the answer is, and call 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. If you know who is the player who has just been released by the Dallas Cowboys, who will become the lead NFL analyst for CBS. Identify that player, please, at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And what's at stake is a $50 gift card that you will get from the folks at Speed Queen. Speed Queen, not your average washing machine. Built to last 25 years, backed by the industry's best warranties. That'll be a big load off of your mind. $50 discount to the winner for the purchase of a Speed Queen appliance. Okay? So if you love doing the laundry, and that's your job, you may want to participate in this if you know the answer. Again, the question has to do with the player who was released by the Dallas Cowboys, who now has been identified as the lead analyst in the coming season for CBS. 888-302-3684 to answer that question. Whilst we are doing that, the news is good for America, good for the car business. I remember once, hearing presidents say, business people say, what's good for General Motors is good for America. Well, now it seems what's good for Tesla Motors is good for America, because this car company is on its way to becoming the most valuable car company in the world, because they make a good product, and if that's the case, they will surpass Ford in market capitalization. The thing about this is that they've only been in business for really like less than 14 years ago. Mr. Musk came up with the idea of an electric car. So listen to the story about what their stock price is doing.
Tesla is now the second most valuable American car company, and it's nipping at General Motors' heels. After Tesla said it had a company record of about 25,000 cars delivered in the first quarter of this year, the automaker's market value was around $48 billion. That's roughly $3 billion more than Ford's value and just about $3 billion less than GM's. But if 25,000 cars sounds low, it is. Over the same quarter, Ford sold over 600,000 cars in the U.S. alone. So how can Tesla be worth more than Ford? Investors are confident in Tesla's future growth. People are starting to turn away from luxury brand cars like BMW and Porsche in favor of Teslas. But the electric cars aren't solely for customers with deep pockets. The Model 3 will sell for roughly $35,000 later this year. And Tesla aims to keep costs low by scaling up production. CEO Elon Musk predicts with the Model 3 in its arsenal, Tesla will produce 500,000 cars each year by 2018.
Wow. What a story, huh? And what a smart cookie. This guy was the man, if you don't remember, who created PenPal. No, sorry, PenPal.
PayPal. That was good.
That was good. PayPal. That is correct. He created PayPal. All right, so good for him and good for people. That's kind of like the Apple. Anybody, I happen to know, and I'm not going to say who it is, but there's a very well-known talk radio host who is the first one in to Apple when they first really got started, and he bought lots of it, and he's got lots of it. And he's made a lot of money. Made a lot of money as a broadcaster, but he made more money owning Apple stock. And maybe that's a hint for people who can get into it. It's another one of these things. Like IBM, the top 30 companies, if you have a portfolio, if it were me and I were doing it, I'd put my faith in Tesla. I think you got something going there that's really pretty good. I also put my faith in Ford and General Motors, too. They aren't going anywhere. Buy that stock. 20 minutes for the hour. Okay. Let's see what we have on the hit parade here with a couple of people. Let's see. We want to become geographically adaptable. Jesse is in Granite Falls. I didn't know there was a Granite Falls, North Carolina. I would have thought Granite Falls, Montana. Hi, Jesse.
Morning.
How do you do, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you for asking. So the question that came about here is that Dallas bothered some people that this guy was released, but he's been around, I guess, for, what is he, about 36, 37? How old is this guy?
He's 37.
All right. Why don't we identify him to keep ourselves on the straight and the narrow here. Who is it that we're talking about that's becoming the lead analyst for CBS when it comes to NFL games?
It's Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. Are you a fan of Dallas, or what? If you're not a fan of Dallas, who's your favorite football team?
Well, I'm a Panthers fan, of course, but I mean, I don't mind Dallas.
You don't mind Dallas?
Yeah, I don't hate them or anything.
Yeah. And so what about him and his decision? They went back and forth a couple of times. Is it time for him to have stepped down? Is this a good time? He on the top of his game, kind of like Johnny Carson was when he was doing the Tonight Show?
Well, my understanding is it's probably going to be just for one season.
He's going to be at CBS for one season, or he's only going to be off the field for one season?
He's going to be in the booth for one season.
Really? Why would that be?
Well, because his stock is not on the rise right now.
Ah, okay. Got it. All right. I think we have a little disconnect here with you. I'm not sure what happened to the technology, but you got the answer. So what we're going to do is send you, Carol will talk to you and get the information. We'll send you a $50 gift card that you can use toward the purchase of any Speed Queen appliance. My guess is that from what I see in their sales and their literature, that the most popular thing they have is a washing machine, but there are other appliances that they have. This washing machine is built to last 25 years, backed by a great warranty. So hopefully this will help you get something that you need around the house. Jesse, great to speak with you. Thank you very much. All right, let's see what else we've got going on here. Let me pause for a moment, then we'll come back and figure out what's going on at the Department of Justice. Shall we do that? It's 43 past the hour now on Good Day.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Good Day overview of what's going on. The Department of Justice is planning to delay a plan that has been put forth to reform the police force in Baltimore. I'm not sure whether this is because they've looked at, they don't like what it does, how it maybe not doesn't go far enough. There's been immediate criticism of the Attorney General and the Trump administration because of this. They're looking for more public comment. The government, the feds and the locals haven't done a great job in Baltimore, haven't done a great job in a lot of places fixing these problems with police forces. So is this a way to become a little bit more associated with what's down in the weeds? Let's listen and find out.
The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a federal judge for more time to look over a plan that would overhaul Baltimore's troubled police department. On Monday, the DOJ filed a motion requesting a 90-day delay to review and assess its proposed police reform consent decree with Baltimore. The government says it needs more time to see if the proposed changes would clash with new Attorney General Jeff Sessions' crime-fighting agenda. But critics say the delay could mean the Trump administration won't back the consent decree. After all, it was signed during the final days of Barack Obama's presidency. The decree was originally proposed in response to a federal investigation that found a pattern of civil rights violations within Baltimore's police department. Those violations included racial profiling and excessive force. The probe was launched after Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man, died after suffering injuries in police custody back in 2015. The DOJ's motion came 3 days before a scheduled hearing before a federal judge, and it was filed just hours after Sessions said he told Justice Department officials to review reform agreements with embattled police forces across the country.
All right, well, that's a wait-and-see kind of a thing, it would seem, doesn't it, huh? The reactions pretty much carbon copies of one another. What does it do and why is it being done? That's the question also coming from people in immigration circles where it was learned yesterday that agents are arresting crime victims and witnesses at courthouses around the country because it seems that some of them are illegals. And across the board, various state court officials are saying the practice will hinder law enforcement in their jurisdictions. And so the Department of Homeland Security says, quote, just because they're a victim in a certain case doesn't mean there's not something in their background that could cause them to be a removable alien. I love that terminology, a removable alien. The Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security are in a public disagreement with these court officials complaining that ICE coming in with their agents to local courthouses, and by doing that, they'll scare victims away from report. This sounds like an episode for Ready Made for Law and Order, doesn't it? You can see this sort of thing, or maybe that new Chicago Justice show.
Yeah, or Madam Secretary. Every time I watch that show, they're pulling directly from the headlines.
Oh, yeah. They do great work there. European currency getting a facelift to make counterfeit money easier to spot. A $50 euro hitting circulation this week, most counterfeited euro banknote, and it's designed to make it easier, for the average person to look at it and say, this is no good. And so, well, to use our brains, this is being done a lot around the world because there are a lot of people that have very, very good computers and they can copy some of this stuff. And so a lot of $100 euro, $100, $200 euros that have been counterfeited as something to be aware of, I suppose, if you're using a lot of euros. 50 minutes after 10 before the new hour here on Good Day.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
The story. Where's that jingle? I know we had a variety of jingles. We were going to try them out from the gospel. The gospel.
Yeah, we used the gospel one next week.
Don't we have another one?
We've got two. Don't be greedy.
Yeah. All right. I'm not being greedy. I'm looking for expansion here. Tom Kreitler at 54 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Tom is the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulously successful, informative, and happily spirited Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He's a handsome guy, a home improvement specialist. He is the kind of person homeowners want to call at midnight. The only thing is he won't take your call at midnight, but they want to call him at midnight and find out.
Call it
the
midnight
story.
Roof leaking or the basement flooding.
And plenty of roof leaking. You know, here's where we'll start. Doug tells his personal experience. Yesterday, up on the roof, is a flat roof. Remember, you were at the farm.
Yeah.
Once? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So most of the farm buildings have pitched roofs, but there's one where the store is that's flat roof.
Right.
And it's had gravel and tar and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But we came up with an idea that we would take rubber roofing, not rolled roofing, but regular rubber. It's about a half inch thick.
Yeah.
And you can buy it all over the place. And we've placed that down on top of, we cleared off all the loose material that was on the roof, And it's like gravel, you know,
right.
little
mm-hmm.
stones and things. And then we fixed all, patched all
okay.
the holes, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then put this rubber roofing down,
uh-huh.
and then used the asphalt. It's kind of like a glue
right.
to stick it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to work, right?
So have you had a good rainstorm yet since you did?
Yeah, we had one. That's why I brought it up, because mm-hmm. we finished it yesterday. We started it last week, and then it rained, and so we still had leaks. So what would you think would be the success quotient of something like that?
You know, it either works or it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. it's either got a hole in it or it doesn't.
Right.
And if you did a good job on the rubber roofing and all the seams are installed properly and the flashing is done correctly where there's any protrusions through the roof, you're going to know very quickly. And we got a lot of rain coming, so you're going to find out real soon.
Right. Okay. But do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, rubber roof's a fantastic product. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's Ella, who writes, I have a 2-bath house. I'd love to have a laundry room closer to my kitchen. Presently, there's a bathroom across the hall. Would make a great space for this. Should I give up the bathroom and make a laundry room there?
I wouldn't do that, because you know how real estate's valued, Doug. It depends on how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, and so on.
Right. Yep.
And so if you were to give up a bathroom, that's going to really hurt you in house value. I realize that having that laundry room, not that level, would be very convenient, but you'd better off training the kids to carry their clothes and put them in the hamper than leave them in the hall, because that's going to be a very expensive modification. You know, you can actually do a laundry room without having as much space as you think. You know, in my house, Doug, I actually have a full-size washer and a full-size dryer, but I have them stacked one on top of the other. You know, you think that stacked washers and dryers have to be like these mini apartment size. No, I have a full-size washer and dryer stacked. Takes up a lot less room that way. And in our case, it made room for a folding table and place to have sort of, we have the hampers underneath the folding table.
Really?
We're really able to kind of make it fairly compact in this sort of utility room that we have it in. But I think with some creative design, you may be able to find space for that laundry room, perhaps on the first floor where it's closer, where you generate the dirty clothes. You know, that's the thing. Traditionally, people always put laundry rooms like in the basement, right, or like off the kitchen. But then you're schlepping the clothes from, say, the second floor bedrooms all the way down all the time and then back up. It's just a ridiculous.
I have it here in this new house where I'm living. It's not a new house, but it's on the second floor.
Makes more sense, right?
Yeah, it's going quite so far.
Yeah, right.
That's
where you generate the dirty clothes, right? That's where you get changed.
All right, Larry has a problem in his attic. Got moisture up there, rusted nails through the sheathing.
Uh-huh.
Mold is starting to form. What the heck does he do about that?
Well, if you look up in the attic and you see rust on the nail heads, you'll see condensation drips, you'll see that kind of mold. You don't have enough attic ventilation, Larry, so you need to dramatically increase that. Now, most of the time, folks will try things like roof vents or soffit vents or gable vents. What I recommend is a ridge vent. It goes all the way down the peak of the roof from one end to the other. You put a slot, cut the ridge of that roof wide open, about an inch and a half open, cover it with a ridge vent. It's going to let plenty of air out. And if you have good soffit ventilation, what will happen is the soffits will become pressurized and the ridge vent will become depressurized. You get a nice circulation of air through that roof 24/7.
Really? All right, so there it is. A couple of helpful hints for Ella and Larry listening to the program. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend all around the country. Great.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.